a Naipak, Shluch Kane. Shluch is a Shluch.
Oh, really? Shluch Kane?
No, Shluch Kane.
Kan?
Not the Kane, not the Kan, Shluch Kane.
So that's what
the first thing. That's the first thing that we learned today. The first thing we learned today is that shluch hakein is a shluch hakan. It's called a kanet zipor. But when you but with shluch hakein, kein is a noun in and of itself. The correct grammar is kein. When you say kan zipor, it's in the smichus form. Then it goes from kein to kan. Okay, so at least we learned that today. The correct way to say the word independently is kein. Okay. Shiluach, the sending way of the cane, of the nest. When we say Shiluach in the Pasuk, a kan tzipor is a nest of birds. In the Torah, the way it is used is not in its pure form, it's used in the smichus form. That's why it changed from the tzeri to a patach. Okay, we learned something today? Is Kedai to come just for that?
Shiluach, so if it's a tzipor, it's kan tzipor. If it's just playing with the word,
exactly. Commit Kane. That to memory.
You sure
commit
you're not that. A Moscow Chazmishol?
I have no tie tonight.
Joke,
that's why don't wear a tie tonight.
Okay.
So I can say this vart. Okay, they said to one of the briskers...
It's a fascinating topic.
When he was getting onto the train, they said, if you're going to leave, you go to America, you're going to be... This can happen to you. You listen, and this can happen to you. And they predict all the things that can possibly happen. They get worse and worse and worse, and they say, you can come shmad. Become this, that. Your children will not be religious. You'll be shmad. The last thing he said, they said when he was going on the train, getting onto the train, he says, after all the clothes, he says, you'll put on a tie.
You're putting on a tie.
You'll put on a tie. It's like the worst thing possible.
Okay.
Shluch hakein v'gibar eretz v'chosav milsa v'dechusa. Right now your mind is open for ready. Shluch hakein v'gibar eretz v'chosav milsa v'dechusa. Eretz v'chosav eretz. Applies even over here in America. It applies. B'fnei abayis. It's not totally an area in the base of Middash. B'chulin avaloi b'mikdash. It only applies to birds of chulin, but if the bird is kodosh, if the bird has been set aside for a karbon, you makdash the bird, and there's no din shluch hakein. Next. Choymer, now we're going to
Ketir. It's not kiyokore anymore if it was set aside.
Kiyokore, you're saying a very good kasha.
Oh, that's a good point.
Gaval good kasha, right?
No, what's the kasha? That's the svar, that's the reason.
You're right, the Gemara is going to discuss your question.
What's the kasha? That's the reason why.
No, not necessarily. It's mash in the Mishnah. The time is not because of the Kedusha. It's because that's not Ki Korei.
Exactly. So what's the kasha? That's the reason why.
We have to see the Gemara.
That's the reason
why
Kashima, not...
It's mashma. That is Nikotimsa. Where it's going to be Ki Korei, even though it's Mikudoshin.
That's again,
smash.
That
is the Hechetimsa, where it will still be Ki Yikorei.
Yeah.
It will still be a chance occurrence, even though it has been acquired by the Beis Hamikdash.
And yet,
Potter. Because of Kedusha. Vaita. Choymer. We now
the,
come
oh,
to
the Gemara gives the Hechetimsa. How's that? Okay.
Choymer, there's a Chomer when it comes to Choymer, Bekisui Adam, Yishluch HaKein. There's a stringency that applies to Kisui Adam, there's a Chomer, Yishluch HaKein, Shakisui Adam.
I understand. What do you mean?
There's a Chomer, let's see. There's a Chomer, Choymer. We'll see in a moment. Choymer, there's a stringency that applies to the mitzvah. We're coming out to compare the mitzvahs. This is the previous brachim. We're comparing Kisui Adam to Shluch HaKein. Choymer, Bekisui Adam, Yishluch HaKein, Shakisui Adam, Doeg, Bechayiv, applies to animals, wild animals and birds. The mizuman, whether the animal is prepared, it's in front of you. Uvisha'in mizuman. However, vishiluach hakein inoig ella be'oif.
Why are you not talking about chaylev? Is there going to be a million different things you can
No, because they have babies. You have a mother and the babies. You have mother, there's no halach. There's no halach when it comes to shluchav. You have a mother, sheep, and the babies. And if you want to go, together, you have to send away the mother and take the babies. There's no such thing. The halacha only applies. You got the exact same scenario. We have the mother and the children together. There's no halacha when it comes to animals that you mechuyev to send away the mother before you take the babies. Next, and likewise, there's no halacha. The mizumun, which is mizumun, the vishnu hakein, ain't noig ella, but oiv applies, but oiv ain't noig ella, bishayin mizumun, and only applies to a unique circumstance when it's not mizumun.
It's different than kisi adam.
The mitzvah of kisi adam applies whether the animal.
Oh, it's been choymer. I'm sorry.
You mechuyev to cover the blood whether the animal is under your control. Or whether you find it out in the wild, it was a ki yikorei, it was a chance occurrence. It does not matter. you're always mechuyev to cover the blood no matter what. Whereas, when it comes to the mitzvah of shluch hakein, the halacha only applies when it's ki yikarei, it was an accident, it was a chance occurrence to come upon this bird, it was not set aside in advance. Next, the shluch hakein, mizuman. If it's mizuman, let's say the birds are mizuman, they're in front
in
of you,
backyard.
In your backyard, and under your authority, then there's no halacha that you have to send away the mother before you take
the children.
You're
telling me if a bird makes its own nest at your windowsill?
Well, the exact details, I do not know the exact parameters.
Gave me the opportunity of doing...
I don't know. I don't know. It's a very complicated mitzvah. I do not know the answer. People have a lot of sperm on this. There are many, many scenarios, many halachas.
He passed away recently, Dom Schwartz.
I wrote
a phenomenal book.
Yeah.
One of a kind.
Yeah, Shluch
Hakein. Yeah. Achsidish, Abdom Schwartz. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I do not know. Obviously, that case where it comes in front of your windowsill, is that called Mizuman? I don't know the answer. Whatever the halachas are, one thing is certain, it has to be in the category of Einoi Mizuman.
Yeah.
Next, Ezeu Shein Mizuman. What is not Mizuman? Now, we do different certain types of birds. They set their nest in an orchard. Meaning, I guess I think it's not within your control. They're far away. An orchard is not a place people live. They did not set up the nest inside the city limits. The Pardes, it's far away. Rashi says Shemordu. Rashi is a little bit more definition. Shemordu, they rebelled. The Yotzim and Abayis, they left. They rebelled against the Balabayis. They left. The Ein Chayzros Labayis, they did not come back. The Nasu Midborios, and they're now wild. They become wild. Who Pardes Lav Mizumdu. A paradise, an orchard, is not an area that's mezumin. Because they can run away. But let's say they set up a nest in the bayis, inside, indoors. That is not called, there's no mitzvah of shluch hakein. Your shayla on the windowsill on the outside, is that called the bayis? I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
Not in your...
What does it mean, the bayis? I don't know. I don't know.
By the way, Rashi says in the desert, how can the Gemara doesn't mention that?
No, it calls it Midbarios. It has the status of Midbarios means wild.
What's the difference between if you go to Petco and you buy a bird versus if a bird just comes to you?
I don't know.
If you buy a bird, then it's yours.
Exactly. If you go to a place where the birds are under lock and key, the birds are
in a cage.
That is not called ki yikorei. Ki yikorei means it's a hashkocha protis. Hashem brings you, he brings about a hashkocha that you meet up with this bird, the mother and the children. Hashem wants you to the eggs.
Every year I have a bird that comes and makes a nest all every year.
Okay.
Am I outside of my house?
So enochanami. I don't know the answer.
Grandchildren already.
Vaita. This is a certain type of bird, which shadarkam ligdal in bnei adam. They live with people. Okay, they're not afraid of people. They live with people. Potter mishiluach. They are exempt from mishiluach. A certain type of bird, since they're domesticated.
How do you pronounce it?
Har de si ois. Okay, that's just the way I have it in my Gemara.
What did they say?
It says kiyikore. How come it's with an aleph, not with a hay?
Excellent question. Ki could be, really should be with a hay, a mikra,
like
an aleph, so it means that nothing happens by chance. Nothing really. That since the mitzvah over here is a special mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin, he brings about what's going to be. We also have an aleph. Yaakov Avinu says, "He also v'agid l'chmesha yikra eschem ba'acharis hayamim."
Because with an aleph.
Yeah, but that's a different form of the word. Yikra enu, you have no choice.
Yaakov says maybe there won't be an accident. No, maybe they'll call it an accident.
But in mikra, ki mikrahu, when it says the parsha, I think in the last week's parsha, shech vazera mikrahu, it says mikra, there it's spelled with
a
hay.
Right.
The correct way to spell with mikra is with a hay.
Right.
However, sometimes the Torah's Mishana uses an aleph. And the aleph and hay is a silent letter, and the aleph and hay is for a drasha to teach you that there's nothing that's a mikra. Everything is behashkocha pratis. Potter mishiluach, your part from shlovim, when it comes to a bird which is the hadritsios, okay, like you said before, the hordis, that he liked these birds and he cultivated them, and that's why they were named after his malchus. I do not know what kind of birds you're saying, they're the parrots, I have no idea what these birds are. These are birds which are domesticated. which can live with people and they are not afraid of people. They do not run away. Oif tamei pata milishaleach only applies to kosher birds.
No eating.
Right, only kosher birds. Therefore, you have to have a mumchet to determine if you come, you go, and these people, these experts, they go take you out, they mezak with the mitzvah. People today, they're looking for zuchuyos, they take you out, they make a parnos out of it. If they go and they have to make sure the birds that they're using for shluch hakein are kosher birds. Oif tamei revetz al beitzei oif tar. What? How will be halacha? You have a case of an oif tamei. That is revetz. That is crouching, really? Crouching breeding al beitzei oif tar or vice versa. V'tahar revetz al beitzei oif tamei potter milishaleach.
It has to be both.
Let's say koire zachar.
Right, it has to be both.
Both,
yeah.
Both the mother and the father have to be kosher. Now, let's say we have a koire zachar.
What
about a bird? It's the name of a bird. This bird, that's the name of a bird. Koire means, even though ki yi koire, it sounds like a play on the word. Koire is an oif tame, grashi. An oif tame who? The dargo lirbo, it's al beitze acherim. It's a zachar, it's a male. Rabbi Eliezer, mechaye v'achakam poitim. Why should this be a reason? The Gemara is going to be a special judge. This may be the exception. Even though generally we have a halacha that has to be aim, the mother. There are two things that go strike against the spirit. Number one, the halacha only applies to a mother. Ki yikorei kan sipar v'ho'aim roivetzes al habonim, the mother, not the father. Number two, kosher, not non-kosher, because it says the pasuk shalech tishlach es ha'aim v'es habonim tikach loch, and implies it's kosher. You can eat it. Yudas Rebbe Shlomo said that. You can eat it, but if it's not kosher, you cannot eat it. One may think, but there's going to be an exception, this unique bird called the koire bird, that the Gemara is going to make a drasha. We may think that this will be an exception, and that's machloikis.
That would be my question. Why would I think that a mitzvah shluch ha'kein, if it's not a kosher bird, because the whole right. Pasuk is talking about eating.
Right, so it is because it says a pasuk, ki yi korei, kan sipar.
How do you know there has to be a kosher? Because it says, take it for you?
Yes, correct.
And the Gemara will lash in later?
Yes. Uh-huh. So we'll see what korei, the Gemara is explaining.
What is zachar? It's a male
bird. Male bird. It's a male bird.
What about a kosher bird that hovers on its chicks or the eggs?
Kosher.
Could you fulfill the mitzvah of shliach again?
This mitzvah is regardless of there is a rooster sitting on
eggs. Yes, of course.
Not only a woman?
What?
No, not only a hen hovering over.
Oh, rooster, no. No, generally not. It has to be a mother. It has to be a aim.
So what's the machlok kair zachar? Oh, there's a zachar.
There are two, as I just said, there are two strikes against this bird.
Boom.
Number one, it's male.
Right.
Number two, it's not kosher.
Right.
So it's violating all the rules. So why in the world will there be a halal?
Well,
that's the Gemara. Listen to the Gemara.
Are we talking about that he's sitting on, that the mother is sitting on eggs or the mother is sitting on birds?
Either or. The Gemara
where do you see either
says
or?
It says the Ferish in the Pasuk. Either Beitzim or Ephraichim. Beitzim or Ephraichim. It says one or the other. Eggs or chicks. Rebbe Ovin, the Rebbe Miyosha. Two different opinions, two different Amaroyim. Chalam one says, the Mishnah says, where's your chiyuv to the Mechan de Smith, both in Eretz from Chuslaritz? Every time you have a Mishnah which says these two terms, Shaloy Litzarich, there's no need, it's another partial, because why would we think otherwise? Levad Mireish Sagez, that's the only exception. Why there is a misleading reason why we may think it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Leafuke mid Rabbi Eli, the Amar Reish Sagez, Ein Noyeg Ella Baretz. He holds it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and that is why the Mishnah has to come make it crystal clear that we do not pass like Rabbi Eloi. Now, why did he say only applies in Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi explains, the Makish lo
l'truma. We're talking about Shlach HaKen, not Reish
HaGez. No, right, we're going to follow into our Mishnah. It's the last parak. We're going into our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is exactly the same thing. Shluch HaKen noyeg ba'aretz uvechutzel la'aretz. It applies even, why would you think not? Why do we need a positive? Why do we need the Mishnah to tell us this? You're right. There is absolutely no reason for the Mishnahis to tell us that it applies in Chutzli Aretz, because there's no reason why it should not apply. Every mitzvah applies in the whole Eretz, the whole world. The only place where it was necessary for the Mishnah to tell us it applies
even in different Mishnah
is a different Mishnah. We learned only a few days ago, Reish Sages, because there we have a Shita of Rabbi Eli, who paskins. He makes a Gzeres Shava, he compares it to Truma, and Truma for the Shir of Shishim. And just like by Truma there, that certainly only applies in Eretz, he's a Ferish Pasik, only in Eretz Yisrael, be Eretz Achuzaschem, so too, when it comes to Reishis Hageis, which is compared to Truma, one be misled to believe that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And indeed, that is what Rabbi Eli says. Along come the Rabbana, no, we disagree, it applies even to Chutz Liaretz. But when it comes here to the Sugya of Vishluch HaKein, there's no need for the Mishnah to tell us
so
otherwise.
What's the reason why?
There's no reason. There's mamish no reason. Shleil
Tzarech.
Rashi, no teret. Look at Rashi. Shleil Tzarech. You're right, there's no need. There's mamish no need.
We discussed this before by other Mishnahs.
Right, to be symmetric. A stylistic symmetry. You want to keep all the Mishnahs in sync to make it easy to memorize.
Just like some guests, you can use the same.
You have to remember that the Mishnahs were written in order to memorize. The Mishnahs, you call Dvar Mishnah, Toshavah Shabbat, Peh Yatar, Rishai, Likasam, Memela, it was formulated with the intent, number one, to make it easy to memorize. And therefore, there was a style, there was a pattern in all the Mishnayos, which would be easy for the Talmidim. Fine. The Chacham one says, no, and he has a different tradition. Every time he says, Bifnei Habayis, Bishol Bifnei Habayis, Shol Tzarech, whatever it says in the Mishnayos, Bifnei Habayis, when there's a base Hamigdash, not base, and it's also Shol Tzarech. Why not? Every mitzvah, unless otherwise stated, would apply even when there is no base Hamigdash. Levad me'oysoi v'yespinoi. There it's taka necessary to teach the law applies even when there's no base hamikdash. Why? Kasal
kidat chamin. We have to shech the mother with the
right. Not the shech that applies even when there's no base hamikdash. Kasal chamin on the digul in yonah digdashim. Because it says where does it say the pasuk oisav yes? No, it says sure we're going to lay this on Pesach 2 days in a row. Right? We're laying both first 2 days.
Yes.
What are we laying the second day?
Shachasim
both days, first and second day.
Shachasim
kiva late and second day also. Sukkis we lay.
But Shabbos we start a little earlier.
Sukkis is the one you lay in every.
That's Achron Shel Pesach, Aser to Aser. It's called Bechor.
So the first
this year we will. Right.
Aser
to Aser. Aser to Aser. We always lay, we lay, we saw the Pesach. When Pesach, Achron is on the Choyl, then we say Kusav and Kolah Bechor.
Right.
But when Achron is on Shabbos Kodesh, we start with Aser to Aser.
Well, like the first day of Yom Tov.
Sukkis we lay Aser to Aser even if Acharon, the last day of Sukkis is the Chol, because since it's the Zman Asifa, it's the harvest season, therefore everyone has to be reminded to be Mafresh Maestros. So on Sukkis, the last day of Sukkis, we always start with Aser to Aser.
The last day of Sukkis is
Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, exactly. What's the Kriya for Shmini Atzeres? Aser to Aser, not Kol HaBachar. Even if it falls out during the week, we begin with Aser to Aser. But the last day of Pesach, it depends. If it's the Chol, then we start with Kol HaBachar.
Yeah.
If it's Shabbos Kodesh, we start with Aser to Aser.
Correct.
So here it says we have over here something called Vivyon. Now, where does it say the pasuk of Oisov Espinolos Tishchatu Vivyachod in the parish of Shor Chesef? That's that's in Emor. In Parashas Emor. That's the first day laning of Pesach. Is it the second day also? I forget. We used to get.
Which one is Meshoich Tura Kiddush Bekaspe?
Meshoich?
No, one of. When is
that's
it?
Half, that's the Cholomoyed. That's no, that's Meshoich. No, that's Pesach.
It's Pesach only.
Only one Sefer Torah. There's only one Sefer Torah on Pesach. There is no. There's only one Sefer Torah. Definitely, every day there's going to be.
There's going to be a different. Pesach and Shlach Buchra.
Oh, the Pumbakert on Pesach. Which day do you have two Sefer Torah? We forget this. On Pesach, you have two Sefer Torah.
Of course, yeah.
And Cholamoyed Sukkis, you only have one Sefer Torah. No, right? Only one Sefer Torah Cholamoyed, because you just learned the Kabbarnas. You lay in the Kurbanos.
On which one do you lay in the Kurbanos?
On Sukkos. And Pesach is the same after. It's the same after, so you have no choice but take another Sefer Torah to lay something different. You're only laying standing every single day. On Sukkos, every single day, you're going to lay anyway different Kurbanos. All the days of Chol Hamoed, you pay chais v'hoylech.
Kinega
the umayis ha'olam.
You're talking about mafter.
I'm talking about the Kriya.
I wish it was
the Kriya. Weiter.
I wish it was
the Kriya.
The
Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kriya. The Kri The point of here is, it says this is the parasha Shor Chesav, and it says there, Ki Yivli V'Hoyot Tachas Imo M'Yoyim Chash V'Holo Yerotzeh L'Korban Yishol Hashem. And then it says, V'Shor Yisrael, Yisrael V'Yespin, Lo Yisrael 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 He's about Kriya, he knows this inside out. Me'Melo, I would be misled to believe that this halacha only applies when it comes to Kadosh, because it said in the parasha Kadosh, V'Kamash Malon, V'Zman Dika Kadosh, V'Zman Dika Kadosh, V'Zman it applies. Even bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, there is a din of oisai v'yes b'noi. So that is what there's a machlokes. They have two different amaroyim, and each one said one statement. Does each one hold of the other one? Similarly, not. We'll get to that in a moment. V'tarvayu army, both Rav Maisha and Rabbi Ovin, they both agree. Every time it says in these series of Mishnayos that this halach applies by chulin and by mukdashim, there's a need for the Mishnah to state that, because we would be misled to believe otherwise. Levad mi gidanoshe, except for gidanoshe, because gidanoshe there it's pashut. Why would gidanoshe be different? Gidanoshe is forbidden for consumption, whether it's chulin or mukdashim. Al kain layoichlu bnei yisrael eskid hanoshe shal kaf hayarech. That applies whether it's chulin or mukdashin. So in other words, kasha pshil, of course, mishum the ikadash pekale isura. The ikadash goes away. The gidanoshim bnei. So the Gemara is explaining why. The Gemara is saying that is why there's no need to say this. That's why there's no need to say Gidanoshim when it comes to kadashim. It's pashut. Fairly, the Gemara says v'lavu kimda bevlodos kadashim. The Gemara is saying this on a kasha. Did we not set sign that we're going by the Vlodois of Kedoshim, and we're coming to teach you that the Chayim Mishum Gid Umukedoshim, look over there, reading the Rashi, it's the Bramasta, the Vlodois of Kedoshim, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. The Asal, the Ashminan, the Chayim Mishum, Gid Umukedoshim, the Cave of the Isum, the Kedoshim, Kodim, Gid Mufarish Kosam, Shiyitz Yosav Lad, Kodemus Legidin. Remember that, so you'll list together? Ein Isser Chal Al Isser.
Unless,
when the baby,
unless,
what?
So let's say we don't
want to come on to that for the moment. So then what would we think? We would think that which one comes into existence first? You have Vlad Kodoshim. By Vlad Kodoshim, the Kavan, the Isser, the moment of conception, the entire Vlad is already Osir Mishum Hegdish, has the sanctity of Hegdish because of the mother. And when did the Gidin form? At a much later time in its development.
Yeah.
So therefore, the Isser Gid cannot be Chal upon the Isser Mukdoshin. Ein Isser Chal Al Isser.
Oh, we had that, yeah.
So Bemela, I would think that the Halach of Gid Hanosha does not apply to Mukdoshin with regard to what? Vlodois Kadoshin. See, Isser Koil, this is Moisef, only works for Kodoshim to be superimposed upon Gid. But Gid cannot be superimposed upon Kodoshim because Gid is not an Isser Koilel and it's not an Isser Moisif. It only applies to the localized area of the Gid, does not apply to the rest of the animals, so it's not Koilel, and it's Kal. Mukdoshim is the Chiv Mi'ila, with the Chiv to being a carbon Osham. Whereas Gid is only a loisase where there is no carbon. So it's not koilel.
Separates the men from the boys. It's an exact explanation like that.
No. Anyone can do this. Vaita. Make believe, right? So they have a Vlakadash. Look at the expression on his face. Unbelievable. The also, how could you go to Jackson?
No.
What do you think over there? Go to Jackson. No, stay over here with us. The also, Ashmin, the Chayim Mishum, Gidim Mukdashim. The Kavan says, the Issa Mukdashim Kadim, Kimifarish Hasam, Shigitsirs of Lad, Kaidemes, Lagidin. It's Rechal Ashmin, the also, Issa Gid, Vachalim, Kamashal, no. Kamashal, the Gemara Taka, this says, no, we don't say that. We Taka say, but I don't remember the Gemara. We learn the Gemara, we should know this. We'd be embarrassed not to know this. But the Gemara, this says, no, it doesn't make a difference. Halach of the Gid Hanosha does apply. Both of them are going to Michal. So, as a fact, the Gemara, so
what's the Hajj about Vludas?
What?
Vladas, children.
The Vladas, the baby, the fetus. The fetus of a
grown,
a mother. The mother, you makdish the mother.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the mother becomes pregnant.
Yeah.
So with the Vlad has Kedusha from the moment of conception.
Yeah, oh.
And when is there going to be an Isser Gid?
Ah.
When it gets larger.
Okay.
So first comes the Isser of Kodesh, yeah. Then comes the Isser of Gid.
Yeah.
Ein Isser Chal al Isser.
Oh, so you would think...
Kamash Mala, no, we do not say that. Mm-hmm. We say that the Kedusha on the Vlad comes when it comes out into the world. Right? That was the Gemara's Maskana? The Gemara's Maskana was that we hold that the Kedusha of the Vlad comes when it comes out into the world. The Isser Gid also comes when it comes with Vasachas. Isser Gid and the Isser Vlad...
Why does it come Vasachas?
When they come out of the womb together. We don't say... We say the Kedusha is chal upon the Vlad when it comes into the world.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes into the world, two Isurim are chal bevasachas. The Gid and the Isser Kodesh. So there's going to be an Isser Gid.
But don't we have this thing, you're not... Koil, you don't koil to...
Well, so it wouldn't work in this case. Because in this case, right. The Isser Gid is not koilel. And it's not moisel. Gid is less than Mukdoshin.
Yeah.
Mukdoshin applies to the entire animal. And Mukdoshin has the chi of carbon osha.
And Gid?
Gid is only applies to the Gid itself. And there's only a loisaseh.
So that cloud is only equally severe?
No, it has to be more severe. Isser koilel is when the second isser is more expansive, but gid is not more expansive than kadoshim, and then that's called koilel. Then there's moisif if the prohibition is more severe. Isser gid anosh is not as severe as the isser from minene from kadoshim.
So
gid anosh
you just get malchus.
Yes. It's the only mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah and is not repeated after Matan Torah. It's the only mitzvah.
Is there any mitzvah like that that's even noig?
It has to be repeated.
What's the
klal
by that?
I don't know. Call mitzvah. Every mitzvah was repeated after Matan Torah.
What's that? It was not mishnas. What do we say?
And it was not mishnas. It was only for goyim, not for us. Frankly, it can't be the goyim's Muhammad and the yid. So what was the example Mar gave? There is one example. The halachas are different. The halachas that are given for the goyim, all the Zion mitzvahs that were given for Matan Torah, have a different set of rules.
Right.
When it comes to the Klal Yisrael, they were all given nochamol, and that changes the rules for us. But the goyim, they have to maintain the same rules that were given to them from before Matan Torah. And it even may result in a chumrah. The classic example is an ubar, an abortion. And shayfech dam... Dam ha'adam be'adam, which means if you kill a person within a person, a fetus, so it's shvichas damim.
If I hear it's not shvichas damim,
no, it's not. It's not.
It's the liver also.
Really, that's halacha.
Are you serious?
And that's why if a woman who needs to have an abortion, she should go bedavka to a Jewish doctor, not to a Goyish doctor.
Are you serious?
Because a goy is mechuz mitzvah.
Wow. Only a goy
is not.
And not by yid is not.
Should go bedavka to a yid.
I never knew this.
It's a whole tumult.
There's no issur shvichas damim by yid of an abortion.
Shoyfech dam odam be'odam. That's only by a goy. By a yid is
only a yid is considered an odam.
I don't know the halachas. I don't know. I don't want to say things I don't know. I don't want to say things. What's the reason why we say by Avlodos Kashim? Rashi, look at Rashi in the Rashi. My time of Dachad lo Eikma b'Hachim. Mishum dechavil Kashim lo Chalamay Chosol Tendinu. What's the halacha? V'hash to Osir Rabbi Ovin the Rabbi Ma'isha lahal noch l'meima lav tidchak lo Eikma b'Hachim. What was the reason why the Gemara searched to find of the Avlodos Kodashim? Because if you're dealing with a regular animal, that came into the world after a regular animal and it was chulin and then you were makdish it, it's a dover poshut ad me'oid that the halacha of gid hanosh applies the chulin uvin mikudoshin. There's no chiddush, right? There's no chiddush. If the animal, we're dealing with a regular animal of chulin and you set aside and you makdish it, of course there's going to be a din of gid hanosh. So because of that question, the Gemara struggled to find a Hechetimsa where indeed it would be a Chiddush. And what is the Hechatim? So where it's going to be a Chiddush? V'lados Kadashim. Frak the Gemara, why does the Gemara have to go and struggle to find the Hechatimsa, a Hechatimsa? Didn't we just learn a few moments ago, Rebbe Ovin, Rebbe Mir Yasha, they both tell us, everywhere where it says the halach of chulin umikudashin, it's superfluous. It's not necessary. The only reason why it was taught was because of one case, but not in the other case is not necessary. The more zakash, why did Gemara have to struggle to zetzain the halacha by vlodos kadashim? Why were they not satisfied with the reason why it said mikudashin and chulin lavdafka? We're just coming to preserve the stylistic symmetry of all of the Mishnayos. In fact, the moment says, "The Mishnayos of Lava Kingdom begulos kashim." My time will come. The Lama Mishum the kashlan lo listening. So therefore, may karnami lo tikshulach. There's no need. There's no need to ask the kashlan. I did the tana litzarich, tana namish lo litzarich. And the Gemara doesn't give an answer. The Gemara says we could have been satisfied. The reason why we said. So, the answer, right? Here's the end of it. There's a little bit of a twist here. There's a little bit of a twist over here. Let's listen to the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Clarify Rashi. There's a big difference. There is a big difference. The Gemara says, the hash, the also, let's read. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines from the bottom. In the middle of the line, the hash, the also, Rebbe Oven, Rebbe Myosha, Lahanach Lememar, Loy Titkak, Loy Kimni Bahachi. Dine Kara, don't go. Don't force yourself to find a solution. In the beginning, when we ask this question, that it's poshut, all of these statements in the various Mishnayos, he did not struggle, sweat, to find a scenario where there's a chiddush. He said, "Nu lau einachanami." We just said it to preserve the style. The ika, the ha'ika, tuva, the masne, shloi letzarich. There are so many other Mishnayos that have expressions that are very similar, which are shlo letzarich. The aidi disninu kol chada v'chada b'chada letzarich tarnam b'chen b'idach shlo letzarich. V'adin l'mukdashin. Now here is the hard part. Aidi disnayu v'kulu letzarich. Since it's necessary, disnayu v'kulu letzarich. It's much better, in fact, because what did the Tamei Amri? What did they both say? Here's the point. What did they both say? They both said that when it comes to every time it says in the Mishnah, the halacha of chulin and mukdashin, it's necessary. It's necessary. Because you would have been misled to believe in every single case, it only applies to chulin and not mukdashin. The only time where it's not necessary is by Gid Hanoshe. So wait a minute, you're telling me a tremendous chiddush. Make believe you have, I don't know the numbers, but let's say you have 5 Mishnayos. In 4 of the 5 Mishnayos was absolutely necessary. So if it was necessary in 4 of the 5, so we threw in Mishnah number 5 in order to preserve the style. How do you know you can say that? Because look at the other cases. In the other case, there are 5 Mishnayos, and it was only necessary to say it in one case.
Right.
And because of one case, we said in all the other 4. So if Madoch, you're willing to go and say in all of the in 4 Mishnayos because it was only necessary to say it in one Mishnah, al achas kama v'kama, when it's necessary to say it in 4 Mishnayos, so certainly you can throw it in. So why then did the Gemara struggle to find the Hechatimsa where it's going to be necessary for, by the case of Gid Hanoshe, when we can just rely upon this? So that's the Gemara's kasha. V'chein b'fnei abayis v'mishum oisav yes v'noit t'tanya b'kulo. V'chein chutzul yoritz v'mishum reish ages. We're over there. And the Gemara does not give an answer. So what will you respond? Why there is no answer? I'll give you 2 different answers. Either in the words, the kasha is such a good kasha, you slugged up the whole Gemara. Einachanami, the Gemara is slugging up the whole previous sugya. There was absolutely no need to zetzain the case of Mekudoshin by Vlodos. There was absolutely no need. Remember, we learned this. There are 4 different answers the Gemara gives. Sometimes the Gemara says Tiyufta, sometimes it says Teku, sometimes it says Koshia, and sometimes the Gemara says nothing. And what's the strongest Kasha?
Nothing.
When the Gemara says nothing. 4 different types of responses. I said by the Kol. I said that's the Dal Kashas. The 4 that are above on him. The Manashtana. He has 4 questions. What are the answers? There are no answers. No, go study the ends, the Haggadah, and you will see that there are four questions. One of them, quiet. Another one is a tuyufta. It shakes us up to reevaluate. One is a teku, and the other one is a tuyufta. Is a tuyufta.
What we say? What do you call it?
Avod Minufara.
Some there are no answers, some there are no questions.
Okay, there are four. Kosher.
He's talking about the four
kosher
questions.
Means in the Manishtani is four questions. What are the answers? Manish, I'm not going to say how does that answer the question? How does Avodim Hayinu answer the question? So I'm suggesting to you as follows. There are four
everybody
questions.
The
in the Gemara, when the Gemara has a question and the Gemara does not have a satisfying answer, the Gemara says one of four things. Either it says teku, or teyufta, or kosher, or silent. Like an Al Gemara over here, silent.
I know it's off topic, but there's a mitzvah the whole year of Zechira, and the Bazunja mitzvah of Pesach night of Sipur, or the recap.
She'el
Shuvah. Exactly. So therefore, in case a person does not have what to ask?
Yes.
They give you the shayla. The question is, what is the tshuva?
What is the tshuva? So I'm telling you that the answer is there is no satisfying answer to the four questions.
Yes,
one of the questions, the lightest one, is kashya. Whenever the Gemara says kashya, means if you're horava a shtickle, you'll come up with a good solution. But the question is better than the answer, but you can find an answer. That's kosher. That's the most you're going to find in the Haggadah. You're going to find a kosher. It's a good question. Avad Mayina will give you epis mahalacha derech to answer the question, but the question is still a very good question. And then there's an element of tiyufta, where it shakes us up to the core to reevaluate our whole life. And then there's a teku. That's right. Kaishal Elio. Let the question remain.
And then there is silence.
There's no answer. What's one there's no answer for? Mora. Shabachal, Anoichlim, Shoyiroka, Salal Azem, Mora. What's Mora? Mora is bitterness. Tzadik Viraloi. Moisha asked Hashem, Tzadik Viraloi. Hashem says, Ufonai lo yiro. Drush, snuck in a drush. We don't like this. All right, right in the Gemara.
Four.
So here it says, the Gemara, no answer. No answer means...
This weekend, that's
how you... No
answer.
Remember, you say this about the Seder. The Gemara, when you have a question, four answers. Now, there's another answer I want to give you. Over here, when the Gemara does not answer, because there's an obvious answer. Sometimes, shtika ki haida. Not answer is the obvious answer. What's the obvious answer?
Karpas. Klal Rishon Pesosim.
Klal Rishon Pesosim. Very good, very good Karpas.
What?
Klal Karpas is Rosh Tevis. Klal Rishon Pesosim.
What is that an answer to?
The first rule of life is quiet.
So what does that have to do with Karpas?
They just ask the question. Karpas is a Hakdama to the Dalaka to four questions. I don't know the answer to that question. That's you have to ask him.
That's what you call it.
Right, but Rabbi, sorry, let's get back to the daf. The daf over here, there's an obvious answer. The answer is, since four of the five, we have a need. Where are you going? I'm telling you the answer.
You had enough.
I'm telling you the answer.
You had enough.
What are you putting me down over here? Four of the five, there is an answer. Why not go 5 for 5? When it comes to the other Mishnayos, it's only 1 for 5. Forget it. You're only 1 for 5. You're going to come up with lumpness of 4 of the 5? No way. Give up. We threw it in. It's lav dafka, stylistic symmetry. But when it comes to the case of Mukdoshin and Chulin, you already got four. What's your kasha? You got already four. So knew the last one, just throw it in. Stylistic symmetry? I don't want to do that. If I'm already 4 for 5, let's go for 5 for 5. Hear the answer? Vaita. Bechulin, avoloi bin mukudoshin. Okay, we're going to mention mukudoshin back to back tomorrow. Amayloi. Why not? Why is there no din of shiluach hakein by where? Why is it no din shluach hakein by mukdashim? Amaylo yom akras shlech teshlach esoim b'ni she'atam mitzvah l'shalcha yotzeh she'atam mitzvah l'shalcha el raviul de gizbar.
simple. The animal, the bird that you find has to be brought to the gizmo. That's kiddusha. So let's assume now over here the bird ran
right
away.
You have no right to send it away.
You have no right to have to. Yes, kiddusha. You have to bring it back to the gizmo. You have to bring it to Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, you can't even become shlech to shlach asvaim. You're already mitzvah to bring it to the gizmo to shecht it, to give it as a carbon. So therefore, they cannot be a din of shlech hakein. Pashut. Amar Ravina. Therefore, oif tohar shoraygis a nefesh. Now a din. Now we can extrapolate. Let's say the bird is chayef misa. The bird is a killer bird. It killed a person. So it has to be brought to Beis Din and stand trial. And then be executed. So therefore, if you find the killer bird, a bird killed a human being and ran away, and now a fellow is on a hiking trip and he discovers, oh, look at that. Ki yikare kan sipar. And you look at the bird. I recognize you, Mr. Bird. You're the one who killed so-and-so. You're now under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. And you put in handcuffs and you take it to Beis Din. You're not allowed. Big Bird. Big Bird is Shlech Shach HaSoeim. How do you fetish Big Bird weiter? So therefore, we read a little bit of Tar Shogis and never spot the Mashluch. Why my time of the Amakra? Shaleach Tishalach HaSoeim. The Mishatam Mitzvah L'Shalcha Yotazeh Shiatam Mitzvah L'Shalcha El L'Havil L'Beis Din. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Id Gmar Dinei. If the bird already had a gemar din, they passed in the Beis Din, Mechayev Misa, and the bird then ran away, Barakat Tolu, which should have been killed. How did it get here? How did the bird get out into the forest? It should have been killed. Ella, the loy gemar din, the case that it must be where the bird did not have a gemar din, there was a trial, Uboy Lasu Lebe Din, the Kayim Bey, the answer is you have to go and bring it to Beis Din, and bring Mechayim, Uvi Arto Haram Mik, that's the answer.
So we're talking about, and before it was for Beis Din Paskin.
Correct. And the chiddush here is you have to bring the bird back to Beis Din. Bring the bird back to Beis Din.
It could have happened even after Achadin.
Oh,
so
why Taka didn't the Gemara give that answer? Excellent question. Why didn't the Gemara say the simple answer? Is the case is where they're already paskin that it's chayiv
misa. No, either way, Gepaskin, either way.
That's it.
But then no,
before
but
the dinner,
Gemara said that
came
in the case. Yeah, igbar katolahu. Umehechon nimlat, Rashi says.
Oh.
There's no way in the world it would have escaped.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Rikers Island, they escape from there, they can't escape from here. How come they can't escape? Why did Rashi say that there's no way that you have a hechatim in the Gemara? The Gemara talks about people that escape. Are we miklot? We have hechatim so people escape. So how come Rashi over here says that if the bird already the Gemara din, and now it was found on the road, it was found somewhere, it's dead. Umehechon nimlat. How did it escape? I don't know the answer. I don't know, but obviously Rashi says that it's not shaykh. If the bird, they passed it on the bird is chayiv misa, they would have killed the bird instantly, they'll never have a hechatimsa. So the only hechatimsa will then be with there's no gemar din. There was no din Torah. So then why, then are you mechuyiv to bring it to Beis Din? So Rad, the gemar is mechadish, an incredible halacha, and the person is obligated to stand trial, then you mechuyiv to bring him to Beis Din, to Nikayim, what it says in the Torah, bi'arto hara mikir becha. You appreciate what Rashi, what Gemara just says?
Look what Rashi concludes. Kedei levar rishon Yisrael.
Kedei levar rishon Yisrael. And oizdal on the side of the Gemara says, oisei risha. Those who do risha.
Ah,
on the side of the Gemara,
good.
Oisei risha.
Because
risha
doesn't make sense on a bird.
No. It refers to, he's talking general. The general halacha.
So who said that applies for a bird?
That's what Gemara said. The Gemara is saying,
"Be
atra mikibecha oisei risha." That's something that an act of risha has to be brought. But the Gemara is a thing that's very, very, very important.
That's interesting. The bird is not a baal bechira. What's the pshat?
Oisei risha. That's why maybe the gears changed on the side of the Gemara. Oisei risha. It has done an act of wickedness, and a creature who has done an act of wickedness has to be obliterated. But the chiddush over here is that you have an obligation to the mitzvah of bi'arta hara mikibecha applies before the Gemara din.
Yeah.
Okay, if you would ask the average person, what does it mean? When are you mekayim the mitzvah daraisa bi'arta ram mikibecha? I think the average person would tell you that after the Gemara din, innocent until proven guilty. Isn't that the motto in America?
Yes.
In America, innocent until therefore the mitzvah bi'arta ram mikibecha only applies after the Gemara din. Here's another ayah: das Torah hepuch midas balabais. In Torah, you're guilty until proven innocent. If there's a reyasa, you're guilty. Mimela, this bird that is a suspect, because it may have killed a person and has to stay in trial, is guilty. Is guilty until proven innocent. Lamayna Afgamina is a din de oiraisa ubi ar to haram mikirbecha on the suspect.
And how do you kill the bird?
Later on, Misa Spezdin. Skila for murder.
On a bird?
On a bird. Avada. Dalim Misas. The same way you kill a person, you kill a bird. So it's chayef chenek of a person. If a human being would do the zel bazar and chenek, I don't know. I don't know. Not in Mukhach. I don't know the answer.
But on the chopping block.
I don't know the answer. So now you see. It's all yours. Honey Mikdashim, Heichi Dami. Now we come back to the question that everyone was asking. Everyone was asking this question: how do you have Heichatim so you find Mikdashim on the street? The Mikdashim, they belong in the Beis HaMikdash. How did the Mikdashim get here out of the middle of in the Pardes? Honey Mikdashim, Heichi Dami. Ilem Davali Kain. See the word Kain over here.
Yes.
Kain. Whenever the word is used in isolation, the correct pronunciation is Kain. K, Cain, Cain, Cain to yeah, Cain. With a kuf. Cain. Okay, and when you say in the semichus form, it's Kan. So, Ilim, the Havali, Cain, Besuch Beso, it's in your bias, the Akdeshe, and you sanctify it, Nim Chayef. It says in the Torah, he said, Ki Yikore Kan Tzipor. Kan Tzipor means when you go and you, it's a chance
to go. It's not a Ki Yikore.
Ra'al Limazuman. El the Havali, Cain, Bioma. The Akdesha. The case then was when the person says like out in the forest.
It's kind of something which is hefka.
Oh, exactly. Mikodosh. In other words, out of my orchard. You say to yourself, I have an orchard out in the field. It takes five minutes to drive there.
How can you magdish something which is hefka?
I want to be magdish a cane out in the orchard. Then a fellow stumbles upon it. Mikodosh. It's stated in the Torah. Ish kiyakdish es beisoy kodesh. And from this we make a drasha. It has to be in your reshus. In order to be makdish something, it must be in your jurisdiction. Says the case, you picked up all the chicks, you picked them all up, and you put them there, and then you put v'hadar hadrinu, and then you put it down. I made a kinyan. I picked it up, and I was makdish it, and then...
He was allowed to do that before it suddenly raised the bird?
No, someone else. Let's see. Ella, the act, you pick them up, the act of Shin of a Hodder, how do you return them? Rashi. The Chosro Ho'em Aleim. Okay, so let's clarify what happened over here. You're out in the forest. Or now there are birds lying around, the chicks, the babies. You pick them up. You makdish the chicks, not the mother. And then the mother returns. So the mother, as far as you're concerned, is ki yikore. The baby is not ki yikore.
Major chiddush.
Oh, tremendous chiddush. The Gemara says, no. It's so much of a chiddush. It's too good to be true. Ha afil b'chol na'im l'mechayif. The Tanan, not a less sabban. If you do exactly the same thing, but when it comes to chulin, instead of being makdish the babies, you take the babies for yourself. Not a less sabban. And v'yachzidon l'kein. You return it to the nest. So that can be the case either. Next solution. I picked up the mother. I only acquired the mother. The Akdash of Hadra. But the babies, I was never Makdash. So now with regard to the Efroichim, it's going to be Ki Yikore. Meikari Chayiv. The Mara says no. That cannot possibly be because Meikara. Ichayiv Le Bishiluach Mikame the Akdashay. A half flavor fella. You can't be Makdash it. It's like Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. If you happen to chance upon a mother bird, and you pick it up, so you're chayiv in shiluach, the obligation to pick the, you see over here, you see the mother and the babies, and you pick up the mother on top of the babies, and then I say, I'm hereby makdish the mother, and then I put it down, and now it's right in front of me, the mother, so now there's no longer mitzvah. Now you're saying, oh, now it's going to be, now you're potter from sending away the mother because the mother is kodesh. The Gemara says, no, there's a more fundamental reason why you're potter from sending away the mother. That's because there's no mitzvah of shiluach. Why not? You are chayiv in shiluach hakein in this case. What is the Gemara trying to suggest? One more time. You come across a nest and a mother. They're both in front of me. Oh, Murdik. Here's a mamish and mitzis ki yikore kan sipa. Mamish. So what do? I pick up the mother, and I say, I pick up the mother hagba, I makdish the mother to the Beis HaMikdash for a karban. And now I put it back down, I let go of it.
I understand, but that's being over on Shiluch HaKein.
Exactly. The Gemara is saying better than what you said. The Gemara is saying is, since when you first came in contact with the mother and the babies, it was chal upon you, a mitzvah deraisa of Shiluach, you have no koyach to be makdish it. Hafle fella. Hegdish is not even chal. Hegdish is not even chal. Ad kdei kach. Rashi. Rashi says, "Ichayev le b'shiluach kishematzaan u'mishum di'akta shei b'osohachi loy paka le shum mitzvah minayu." The mitzvah did not go away. Okay, now Rashi is a little bit vague. Let's go find the more saying that how far it goes. But we call it nachayev le b'shiluach mikam di'akta shei. The Tanan writes, "Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef Amer hektish chayev." Similar halacha. If you make the shachayev v'yachach shachata potem lechasois, you're exempt from shchita, from kisa, from kisa adam. Why? Because it's kodesh. There's no din of kisa adam when it comes to kedusha. When it comes to benekabayis, something which belongs to the benekabayis, there's no din of kisa adam. That's the chulin. Let's say shechata, I slaughter the animal. The chaya, chaya cannot be a carbon. It only can be benekabayis. There's no chaya carbon. It's a chaya. So when you makdish a chaya, what in essence are you being makdish it to the benekabayis? It's monetary value. It's monetary because you can't bring a chaya as a carbon. So let us say shechata, I slaughter the chaya. V'yachach, in other words, hikdisha, chayv l'chasos. Why am I chayv l'chasos? But the blood is kodesh, and it's better kabayis, and anything that's kodesh, there's no din of kisi adam. You know why? You have no power to be makdishit. Shekvar nischay b'kisi kodem shivul lehegdish. Since when I did a shechita, at that moment in time was a chalois, an obligation upon me to do kisi adam, the mitzvah was oiches. The mitzvah was toyface, the object. Isn't it amazing, Gemara? A koyach of a mitzvah. A mitzvah is toyface. A mitzvah has claws. Gid hanoshe, there's a loisase. There's a fundamental difference. By the case of gid hanoshe, there's a loisase. Here's an asse. A loisase is an ein isr chal al isr. An isr, din of isr. Here, when it comes to a chiv asse, the asse is toyface, the item, it's occupied. You can't go and do another mitzvah. It's not mufne, it's occupied. The akach shchata and potem lechasa shchata v'akach hegdish chayv lechasa shchayv lechayv lechasa kodesh v'yavol dehegdish. So what's the case then? And for the Gemara, Ram says b'makdish peiros shayv chayim mardoi. Here's the case. The case is where you makdish the peiros of your chicken coop umardoi. That's answer number one. Let's see Rashi. So what does that mean exactly? So Rashi explains Clarkite. Dimekara kiakdeshinu dite dite havu. V'chol hegdeshalayu. Which is mashmu that in the other case hegdesh was not chal. The ahashta dimitzaon lav mizumenhu. And now, right now, when I makdish them, I'm anyway potter. There's no mitzvah. In other words, the sheikhla, when the Gemara is saying sheikhla, it means it's mizuman. In the previous case, the Gemara's attempt was, I go out into the midbar, I go into the orchard. So there, I'm chayiv in shluach hakein. It's ki yikorei. And for the Gemara, no, you makdish the birds indoors, in the bayis, Is it Yiki Yikore? No, it's Mizuman. Is there a Chiv Mitzvah Shluch HaKein? No. So it's not Toyface, the bird. Is the Hegdesh Chal? Yes, it's Chal. And then what happens? Mordu. They ran away from home. They went out into the ocean, into the Midbar. And now in the Midbar, you find them. Oh, Ki Yikore. But now it's Hegdesh, it's too late. Midin Hegdesh. That's why. Why? Frek Rashi, what's this nusach of peiros? Because yoinim are only right when they're less than a year old.
For carbon.
So how you makdish them? V'rav lo amal l'nusay ella b'kodshay mizbeach. And then they call peiros. We want to be married with the yoinim, the kosher birds, and they're within the first year. That's what they call peiros. They call they're young. That's the answer.
The seal of Chulin is by Makis, is by Bukharis?
Next Mitzvah is Bukharis.
No, I'm saying the...
The Haskalah of the next is Mitzvah Bukharis.
No, I'm just saying there's a... The Bukhar has to fast.
Correct.
So when is the seal? On that day?
When is the last, when is the last day? The next day. When's the next day?
Pesach? I mean, how weird is it? There's a
how weird is it?
There's a siyum on kind of...
It's Hashkocha Pratis. Hakol Bashkocha. God's Klal Yisrael is learning.
Is that how it works out?